I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message.
Hello, Sawyer. Hi, Kate. Hi, Cameron. And here comes Lexi. I may need a little bit of help this morning because since I'm holding this mic, since my other one isn't working, I'm not sure if I can hold the book that I want to read to you all that well with one hand and turn the pages, but we'll see how it goes. So in the gospel lesson that I just read a minute ago, it talks about a man named Nicodemus, and he went to see Jesus when it was nighttime, when it was dark outside. And it reminded me of this new book that I got for Christmas called God's Holy Darkness. And I thought, maybe I'm going to share it with you this morning. This was written by a Lutheran pastor and illustrated by a Lutheran pastor. So it says, "Darkness and blackness and night are too often compared to lightness and whiteness and day, and are often found deficient. Let us name the beauty and goodness and holiness of darkness and blackness and night." God uses darkness and blackness and night to show love for the world. Creation began in the dark. In the beginning, darkness covered the face of the deep. God poured out love and brought all things into being. Creation is God's work done in holy darkness. When Abraham began to doubt God's promises, the Lord took him on a walk and pointed to the big night sky. "Look toward the heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them, so shall your descendants be." Later, Jacob wrestled all night with God and was changed forever. The beginning of many nations and peoples of the Lord is the work of God's beautiful darkness. At midnight, the Lord passed over Egypt and set God's people free. Samuel heard a small voice calling to him in the dark, and he became a mighty prophet. When the temple was complete, King Solomon said, "The Lord has said he would dwell in thick darkness." The Spirit of God dwells in the holy darkness, where we are invited to be held in God's love. Angels appeared to the shepherds in the dark and told them of a baby being born in a manger. The disciples gathered with Jesus for the Holy Supper as the day turned into night. When Jesus died on the cross, the day went from black at noon until 3 o'clock. Creation began in holy darkness, and our new lives as free people in Christ began in the darkness of the sky that day. God saved all creation, and it was all the work of God's beautiful, good, and holy darkness. Rich black soil brings forth abundant life. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The deep, dark ocean holds more life than has ever been discovered. We are reminded of the size of God's creation through the boundless, beautiful black of outer space. From the beginning of creation to the stars in the night sky, we are shown God's love. In houses of worship with dark spaces for wonder, we are held in God's love. In the dark soil and in the deep sea, we are reminded of God's love. From the promise of peace made to the shepherds at night, to the promise Jesus made on the cross, these are the beautiful works of God's holy darkness. Have you ever thought about God doing so many wonderful things in the darkness? You have? Yeah, this book really reminded me of all of the amazing times that God has used the darkness to bring about good things and to create things and to bring about new birth for things. So often I think that we are afraid of the darkness, but God uses the darkness for really good things. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for darkness and for all the good things that you do in the dark. Help us to remember that you are with us always, especially in the dark. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats or down the ramp to the children's room.